Stockfish 19 has arrived. 65 points, 35 comments. For anyone not deeply into the chess engine world, Stockfish is the gold standard of open-source chess engines, free, community-developed, and continuously beating everything in its path. Version 19 carries on a tradition where each release manages to find measurable improvement on top of an already superhuman foundation.
What's remarkable about Stockfish's development trajectory is that it combines classical alpha-beta search, the traditional minimax approach that chess engines have used since the 1970s, with NNU, the efficiently updatable neural network architecture that was first developed by a community researcher and adopted into Stockfish around version 12. The result is a hybrid that's faster than pure neural approaches while being stronger than pure classical search. And it's completely open source, completely free, and regularly beats every commercial and closed source competitor.
The RSA 260 factoring result from Cognition is more niche but genuinely significant. 102 points, 11 comments. RSA encryption relies on the computational difficulty of factoring the product of two large prime numbers. RSA 260 refers to a 260-digit number, roughly 860 bits, that was part of the RSA factoring challenge. Factoring it is a benchmark for the state of the art in cryptanalysis. Cognition, which is an AI lab, interestingly, publishing this result invites the question of what, if any, AI-assisted methods were involved versus purely classical number field sieve approaches.
The practical cryptographic implications deserve a measured reading. RSA 260 being factored doesn't mean RSA 2048 or RSA 4096 is threatened. The computational gap between 860-bit and 2048-bit factoring is exponential, not linear. But it does advance the empirical baseline for where classical computation sits, which matters for post-quantum cryptography planning timelines.
The polynomial computation speed doubling, 96 points, 34 comments, is a Shou Hsien from Thomas Al that demonstrates a technique for computing polynomials twice as fast through algorithmic improvements rather than hardware. The Hsien thread is populated by people who work in scientific computing and numerical methods who have practical reasons to care about polynomial evaluation speed, from graphics to physics simulation to cryptographic operations.
Object storage as sufficient infrastructure, low score, but the Tigris data piece is arguing something worth considering. The claim is essentially that for a large class of applications, object storage like S3 with the right abstractions provides everything you need without the complexity of additional database layers, message queues, or caching systems. It's a deliberate provocation in the style of SQLite is all you need, posts that Hsien periodically rediscovers.
Solid objects, open source durable objects for Postgres is the more concrete engineering story. Cloudflare's durable objects are a compelling primitive for stateful edge computing, but they are proprietary infrastructure. Solid objects is an attempt to bring that programming model to Postgres, which is infrastructure anyone can run. 24 points, 8 comments, it's early but the concept is sound and the Hsien audience for this kind of primitives work tends to be sophisticated.
And the mandala drawing tool, draw one stroke, let symmetry complete it. 18 points, 6 comments. This is the kind of small, delightful Shou Hsien that reminds you the community isn't only infrastructure engineers. Someone built a tool that takes your single brushstroke and applies radial symmetry to generate a mandala in real time. It's meditative, it's beautiful, and the code is probably genuinely elegant.
The fast polynomial piece and the solid objects work both live in a space that I think gets underappreciated in conversations about software development. The idea that algorithmic and architectural improvements at the foundations of computing can compound across enormous numbers of applications. When you make polynomial evaluation faster, you're potentially affecting every game engine, every graphics renderer, every numerical solver that runs on top of those primitives.